If you have your Bibles, open with me to Psalm 111. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
Good evening. I want to read a few verses before I pray and open us here. And you don't have to turn in your Bibles to these particular verses. I'm going to read first from Daniel chapter 9, verse 18. Oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city, speaking of Jerusalem, which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your mercies. And then in the New Testament, I want to read in Acts chapter 4, a few verses that should be familiar with each and every one of you, starting in verse 18 also. So they called them and commanded them, speaking of Peter and John, not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And Father, there is an attack. Erotic rights are now superior in the country of America, which was founded on Christian principles, than actual rights of religious freedom. Our freedom henceforth as religious freedom, and that you will help us as Americans, Father, be obedient to you rather than to even the laws of this country that have been perverted by those who hold high office and those who would destroy us and those who hate Christianity. Father, we are under attack. And we cannot, by our own righteousness or our own strength, Father, repel this attack. But you can. You are El Shaddai, the great and glorious and strong God. And we pray, Father, and thank you for fellowships like this Spurgeon Fellowship, where we can meet and meet with each other, draw strength from each other, and, Father, preach the word yet untouched. But the day may soon come that, Father, we may have to go underground in America, a thought that we would never think about in prior days. But it's here. And, Father, we pray again that you will help us. And I ask that you'll bless Baruch, Ma'o, and each pastor here, Father, this evening, and those that are not in the ministry that are here, and the people in all of our churches, stand strong against this satanic attack on us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Start with Andrea, the crisis, Sanford Crisis Pregnancy Center. You need the microphone, Andrea? Would that be better?
Thank you. My name is Andrea Krizeis, and I'm the founder and director of the Sanford and Oviedo Crisis Pregnancy Center. I live here in Sanford. I attend St. Andrews. And 18 years ago, God called the most unqualified person to start the pregnancy center, me, just proving that he doesn't call the qualified, but qualifies the call. We exist to provide alternatives to abortion by modeling the love of Jesus Christ and lay counseling and services to empower a mom to give life to her baby. Right now we're seeing between 200 and 225 clients each month. We exist because in the state of Florida, a sea turtle has more protection than the life of an unborn. So if there's a pregnancy center in your town, I hope that you are embracing it and supporting it. And if there isn't, I'd hope that you consider supporting ours. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm Graham Gundon. I'm from Reformation Bible College. I'm the lead admissions representative there. We're just about 3 or 5 minutes down the road next to St. Andrew's Church, where R.C. Sproul is the senior pastor. Reformation Bible College was founded about 5 years ago through R.C. Sproul and Ligonier Ministries. And really what you need to know about us is in the name. We are a Reformed Bible College, Reformation Bible College. So everything that we teach, the doctrine that we hold to, we're committed to the Reformed confessions, the early creeds of the church. So Westminster Confession, London Baptist Confession, the three forms of unity. We're a Bible college, so we teach a lot of Bible. In fact, our students get more Bible classes than most seminaries offer, everything from biblical theology to the book of Revelation. And we're a college, so we offer undergrad education to students who want to get a degree in biblical studies, theological studies, or sacred music. So students can come for a one-year certificate program, a two-year associate's degree, or a four-year bachelor's degree. Right now we have some significant scholarships available, and specifically for you pastors, we have scholarships that we are able to give to you if you have students in mind and from your churches that you would like to send to Reformation Bible College. Just come up to me at my table back there afterwards and we can talk about it, and we'd love to get you some of those scholarships.
Who's next? Elaine?
I'm the coordinator for So Blessed Quilt Ministry for Christ. And I see we have mostly men here, so I'll keep it sort of brief. But if your wife is a sewer and especially a quilter, you may want to maybe grab some of that literature off our table for her. So Blessed Quilt Ministry was designed specifically for Christian women. Our commission is from Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared that we should walk in them. Our So Blessed group, spelling So, S-E-W, is far more than a quilt guild. The reason that we love to participate is because that we have the opportunity to use the God-given gifts that we've been given to serve others and to glorify God. We undergird our ministry with prayer, and we seek his direction in everything that we do, and we ask his blessing upon the work of our hands. We also pray for the missionaries that we support, and we pray for those who will be receiving the quilts that we have finished. At every meeting, the ladies take turns doing a devotion, and we also receive a special scripture card, and we exchange prayer partners. We have a group of very loving and giving women, and they really support each other as sisters in Christ. Supplies are provided through ministry for the ministry through private donations, and we designate every year to have a primary mission focus. This year, when you look at our display, you'll see a lot of red, white, and blue, and that's because our primary focus this year is a veterans hospital in Daytona Beach, the first missionary group locally that we've gone all out for in several years now. We always, as a secondary mission, have supported the Pregnancy Crisis Center in Sanford because of the wonderful work that they do. So you'll see some knitted baby caps and baby blankets in the back as well. As time permits, the women also make satin pillowcases for women going through chemo. We send soldiers quilts. There's one back there going to Japan in a few days. And when the women are finished with what our projects are at the end of the season, they can make quilts for their favorite mission group. And they all seem to have their own, so we're always sending things all over the world. We know how very busy most women are, so you men don't have to panic, because it'll only be the first and third Tuesday of every month, and it goes from 6 to 9 p.m. We are meeting currently in Markham Woods Presbyterian Church, who have graciously given us space to sew as well as storage space. Hopefully, you'll stop back and get information. If any of you ladies would like a lot more details, there are several ladies with name tags for So Blessed. Feel free to corner them and find out whatever you need to know. And a special thank you to Grace Chapel for having been so very gracious and supporting us in so many different ways. Thank you.
Yeah, Yes, those ladies are like Spurgeon's furnace room. They are prayer warriors. Who else would like to share their ministry? I don't want to miss anybody. We also have the Reformed Baptist Seminary, and Kyle's going to share a little bit about that. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. I'm with Reformed Baptist Seminary. It's an online school offering Reformed Baptist theological education for both people aspiring for the ministry and those who are just looking to grow their theological training and education. If you're interested in more details, come and talk with me. I'll be around in the auditorium.
Thank you, Kyle. All right, at this time we're going to have Pastor Steve Camp. I kind of feel bad because when I asked him to do music, I really appreciate his not only his heart for music, but the sound doctrine in Colossians. It talks about how we ought to sing and encourage one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. But the context is that we should let the word of Christ dwell in us richly in all this music. And one thing that you'll know the more you get to know Steve and his ministry in music is that he seeks to hold other Christian artists accountable for the word of Christ to dwell richly in the context of Christian music. And this is why I've asked him to come and to minister in music tonight. Thank you, Steve.
Good evening. Boy, that's just like a group of Reformed Baptist enthusiasts, isn't it? Good evening. Great to be with you here. I'm honored to be here, and I want to thank Chris and Kyle for the last moment here of running PowerPoint, and Bill especially, and also Tim, one of the deacons here. Can we thank the Lord for them for this conference and for all the help getting ready for this evening? I think that's appropriate. I pastor a church down in Palm City called the Cross Church, and we are a Reformed Baptist congregation, and we just thank the Lord for an opportunity to partner always with Chris in this Spurgeon Fellowship. As we will, let's stand tonight together. I think it's good if we're singing some of these great hymns of faith. And Bill, can you turn me up here? It's a little too Republican right now for me up here. We can get the volume on the piano. I don't have anything in the monitors here, brother. The great hymn of the church. I grew up in Wheaton, Illinois. We used to sing this hymn. My hope is built on nothing less than Schofield's notes and Moody Press. But that is not our hope tonight, is it? It's built on the Lord Jesus Christ, His shed blood and righteousness. Let's sing this together. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame. All other ground. Because we've been forgiven much. Amen? This is how we got in. And so the thing that we keep at the foremost of the gospel, Paul tells us in Titus 3:3, remember that you were also once foolish, disobedient, slaves to passion, hating and hateful of one another. Sometimes we forget what life was like before regeneration. And we need to remember the great work of Christ on the cross so that we go to a world not with stones, not with judgment, but with the hope of the gospel. Because when we ask non-believers to live as if they were believers, then we're more interested in the veneer of morality than Christ-likeness. Listen, there's only one trans issue facing us in this nation, and it's transformation by the gospel of Jesus Christ. The identity crisis that many feel, those that are confused about their life and try to numb the pain with drugs and alcohol and racism and fame and fortune, whatever else, just label it. They need Jesus, and He has called us to go tell them to risk the rough water for Him, or for 1,000 tongues to sing of my Redeemer's praise. Let's sing this to our King. Save your mind. I'll be one.
be seated.